You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Let's just jump back into this Sabbath study. We're in the last few portions of it. And I was talking about Satan's beast system and how Sunday is a part of that in the last few shows. But, you know, let's talk about seals. We were talking about the seal of Revelation and how Satan has a seal and God has a seal. But Satan's seal enters the forehead, the minds of his subjects, and God's seal enters the forehead, the minds of his children and his followers. Every official seal of a king had three parts. The first was his name, the second was his title, and the third, the territory over which he ruled. That was the king's seal. When we examine the Ten Commandments, there's one commandment with these three parts in it, and that's the fourth commandment. It says, "For in 6 days the Lord," well, there you got the name of the king, "the Lord made the heavens and the earth." That identifies his title. He's the creator. And it says the earth and the sea. That's his territory and all that is created in them, and rested on the seventh day. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. The territory over which he rules, you know, he's the seal of the living God. During the earth's final crisis, when God's final work is being done, the four angels will release the four winds of trouble of destruction over those who are not sealed. They will not be protected. God will protect his people with his seal, but the masses will not be protected because they have Satan's seal on, and the destruction will come to them. The seven last plagues, we can read about that in Revelation 15:1 and 16 verses 1 and 2. And after that, Jesus returns. It talks about that, Revelation 19, starting in verse 11. And for those that say, "Oh, we're going to be raptured out of here, we won't even see it," well, I'm sorry, but you won't be, okay? That's a satanic lie to get you, to fool you. You know, if I'm wrong, and Jesus returns and gathers people up before the tribulation, hey, I'm going with him, all right? If you're wrong, what are you going to do? I tell you why Satan devised this lie, because people will blame God. They will feel betrayed by him because men lied to them, and they will reject God and turn their backs on him because, hey, I'm supposed to be out of here. It's a very profitable lie for the church. Just go there and pay your tithes, man. You got your train ticket to heaven. You won't be here. You don't have to worry about it. And because you think you don't have to worry about it, people don't even study and know what's coming on them. This mark of the beast of the book of Revelation warns us that to receive that satanic mark is deadly. You know, Revelation 14, verse 9, for one, avoid this delusion, this deception, and quit accepting the lies. You know, get your Bibles out and read it for yourself. The Catholic Church certainly don't want you to read it. And most of the Protestant churches, the preachers, don't want you to read it either. Don't be deceived and sucked into these lies. Get your Bibles out, blow the dust off the covers, and read them. Have you ever read your Bible cover to cover? Do it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.